open market in Guayaquil where people are preparing to dress for the World Cup. They're extraordinarily excited about it. They say that they know that the eyes of the world will be on their national team in the opening match of the World Cup. That's the first time that that's ever happened. In fact, Ecuador doesn't usually make it to the World Cup. But this, they say that everything could change, especially this year, because they have a very good team, a lot of very, very young players. One of them, Gonzalo Plata, in fact, has been nicknamed the Black Messi. In Guayaquil, Ecuador's largest city, there's a frenzy to obtain the national team's jersey before they sell out.
Every Ecuadorian is a fanatic about football.
This woman confesses she's buying a small one for her dog. Football fever has taken over.
Of course we're going to win, by 1-0.
But 12-year-old Jeremy disagrees.
I think that in the first half we'll tie, but in the second half we'll win 2-0, thanks to Gonzalo Plata.
He's referring to Ecuadorian football idol Gonzalo Plata, who, like almost the entire team, grew up in poverty. 22-year-old Plata now plays for Spain's Real Valladolid and has bought his family this new house, where he keeps many of his trophies.
Blacks, whites, mulattoes, from the mountains to the coast, we all become like one, like brothers.
Back in his old neighborhood, they haven't forgotten him. Madeleine shows us a photo of Plata with her grandson and says he's an inspiration for other boys so they don't turn to drugs and crime. 2 weeks ago, the government declared a state of emergency and a curfew here in Guayaquil and two other provinces because of uncontrollable gang violence.
Because of security concerns, local officials have had to cancel a huge fan fest that they planned to host. All the same, Ecuadorians all over Guayaquil are preparing for the big day. Even the gangs have called for an unofficial truce to allow people to think of nothing else but the game.
True, Ecuador has never come close to winning a World Cup. But people young and old tell us that this time, they're sure their team will take them further than ever before. Ecuador!
Well, I can tell you the jerseys are starting to run out here in this stall. Pretty soon, in fact, this is going to look like one huge yellow blotch. The people of Guayaquil have had a pretty tough time over the last couple of years. First, there was the pandemic, then the rise in crime, and now the state of emergency, precisely during the World Cup. But they are excited nonetheless, and there are going to be at least two impromptu fan fests being organized by football clubs in the city, one in the north and one in the south, where we're expecting thousands of people to gather, and they say, hopefully, to celebrate the victory over Qatar in the opening match.